Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning are Doug Osborne and Stephanie Stanley. They're here to talk about the Stop Idling, Start Saving campaign. Good morning, Doug and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Can you tell me what is the Stop Idling and Start Saving campaign, and how did it get its start?
Well, it kicks off today, and it's a campaign we're inviting people to save some money just by turning off their vehicles when they're parked. And it started, Stephanie called me, I work at the community hospital as the director of health promotion, and called me maybe a year or a year and a half ago, and we started having conversations about the issue of idling in Sitka. There's a lot of health impacts, especially for young people, but when you're exposed day after day, it really builds up. And then this year at the Health Summit, they chose reducing CO2 as one of the goals. So that group got $2,000 in startup funds, and they had four mini grants. And one of the $500 mini grants went to the proposal that Stephanie wrote to do this awareness campaign that has a lot of fun elements she can talk about, a contest and awareness. And there's a lot of things that are kicking off, including a great free movie that is going to be seen tonight.
And that movie is called Idle Threat, Man on a Mission. is that correct? That's about New York City, where a law restricting curbside engine idling has been in place since 1971. I didn't know that about New York, but did that have a big impact on the air quality? Or?
Yeah, it was one guy who just wanted to make his neighborhood a little bit more walkable and breathable and livable. And so he went on this mission. And so we got this movie, and we've actually, me and Stephanie have had to be in contact to get license. And he's very excited about what's happening in Sitka. We probably had maybe 20 emails back and forth with him. His name's George. And so it's an interesting movie. It's an hour. And the neat thing for people coming is there's a nice door prize for the first 10 that come. It's a nice creation. How would you describe the door prize? It's very utilitarian. It fits in with our campaign.
Well, because I'm so sensitive to idling vehicles, my own vehicle made me sick this past winter, so I had to figure out how not to turn on my engine and just let it idle for my windshields to defrost. So I was able to find out that taking 2/3 part rubbing alcohol and 1/3 part water, spraying it on your windshield, it'll defrost anything that's on there. Here in Sitka, it works pretty well. So I've been using it, and so I bought some glass spray bottles to give away. They're nice blue and brown and white clear glass bottles, so they're not plastic. But it helped a lot.
Yeah, so come to the library tonight at 6, and then we'll have our campaign materials, and we'll be able to do a little bit of an explanation of what's happening and about the contest where people can take a pledge to be idle-free and win some prizes and be a part of this greater movement to have clean air and a more sustainable life.
And you mentioned briefly the impact that idling and breathing in fumes can have on a person. And we do have pretty, compared to other places, seems like pretty good air quality in Sitka, but it does have an impact here. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, kind of just to show everybody something they can see, when we have three cruise ships in town, they have their engines running the entire time they're here. You can see a cloud of smoke. So you can see the impact. With idling vehicles, personal vehicles, you can't really see it. So you don't really think about it. But I can tell you from my experience, I've become so sensitive that I walk by an idling vehicle and I won't hear it, see it, smell it or anything, but I'll start feeling it and I'll get pretty bad headaches and other health issues. So it's made me notice it where years ago I would have never even thought about it.
So you're recommending that people take a pledge and that you can get these pledge cards at 5 drop-off locations. Can you tell me what those drop-off locations are?
Yes, we have White's downtown. Mm-hmm. We have Sitka Sound Science Center, mm-hmm. SJ Daycare, the Hame Center, and the library.
The library.
And they can pick up those pledge cards and sign the pledge stating what exactly?
Just that you'll turn the key and be idle-free. So when you're parked, you'll turn off the engine. And one of the neat things for people who do that is the average American spends about $75 a year idling parked cars. And so it's a way to start saving money right away. I mean, people talk about affordability, and this is one way where you can save a little bit of money, but also save the air for everybody around you, including yourself.
And so we have the screening tonight. Drop boxes around town and prizes, weekly prizes. You'll draw those pledge cards and award weekly prizes. And then also Thursday meetings.
Yeah, every Thursday we've been meeting at North Sister Cafe. Cafe from 12 to 1. It's open. If anybody's interested in this issue and wants to help us out, you're welcome to join us. We'll be there this Thursday and the following Thursdays. So come on by if you want to be a part of this.
And one place the grant money went, you made some signs, right? Can you tell me about those?
We made two metal signs to put up at SJ Campus, the daycare. And there, apparently, some individuals keep idling their cars, even though they've been warned not to. And it affects the kids' health. The playground is right there. And she just wanted to bring awareness. So mm-hmm. Lolly at SJ Campus really helped us out there.
And is there anything else you'd like to add about the campaign or information you'd like to give people before we sign off this morning?
Well, I mentioned the CO2 group was one of the sponsors who did the grant. And interestingly, Department of Energy says that if you add up all the vehicle idling in the U.S. every year, it contributes 30 million tons of CO2 into the atmosphere. CO2 is the main greenhouse gas. Mm-hmm. 30 million tons. So it adds up. So there's a benefit in terms of doing something about climate change. There's a million things we have to do about climate change, but this is one that you can start doing today. Secondly, with air quality, I think sometimes we may be desensitized to it. You mentioned Sitka has clean air compared to other places, but I wonder about the air quality in Sitka now compared to 300 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think if we had somebody from 300 years ago walk around, they may be choking, hacking, and surprised and shocked at what we're breathing. So there's an immediate benefit. And where I really got involved was at the kindergarten pickup. I would note there'd be 20 cars, and any given day, as nice as it is, at least 10 of them would be running for 4 or 5 minutes. And what was interesting to me was the kids, they're lower to the ground, they breathe quicker, they breathe more. And so we would welcome these 5 and 6 year olds into basically, we made a little brown cloud of exhaust, has benzene, has all these different particulates. It really is very, very harmful to especially young lungs that are developing. And so there's an awareness thing. And I think that there's, and I've done it too. I grew up idling and joyriding and short unnecessary trips. I've done it. There's a cultural thing where we're entitled to pollute. And there is a cost, though. Mm-hmm. And so I think where we need to shift, I mean, this is one behavior. You can just turn your key off. But I think a greater shift is we need to all think about how we can be more popular with the next generation than with our own. Mm-hmm. And so it was really fitting yesterday seeing these little 3, 4, 5 year olds and thinking about the world that we're giving them. And our planet is in very, very dire straits, and it gets worse every day. And we need action now. We need action at every different level, but including our own, including what we do every day. And so if you're part, just turn off the key, be idle free, and you'll be part of the solution.
Stephanie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you to everyone. when I started this journey, I just thought about Sitka is such a special, beautiful place, and keeping it healthy is just, it's a concern that I have. You know, families that have lived here for generations, they deserve the respect to keep their land healthy. And I just want to help in that cause.
All right. I've been joined by Doug Osborne and Stephanie Stanley this morning. Thanks again for joining us in the studio.
And thank you.
And they're here to talk about the Stop Idling, Start Saving campaign. There are 5 locations around town, 5 drop boxes, where you can go pick up a card and sign the pledge to stop idling. And they'll be giving out weekly door prizes. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks.